Orange County, California is now under a state of emergency, and officials have opened a criminal investigation after one of the largest oil spills in recent state history reported over the weekend. More than 120,000 gallons of oil have leaked into the water from a pipeline that officials say is now shut down. Wildlife rescue teams are now assessing the ecological damage, including birds and fish washed ashore, slicked in oil. Let's bring in Debbie McGuire. She's directing efforts at the Wetlands and Wildlife Care Center there in Huntington Beach. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. Good morning.
You've walked the beach since this oil spill. Tell us what you see. What does it look like? What does it smell like?
I actually was watching the air show on Saturday when the oil spill hit, and I thought that there was a heavy smell of, kerosene or something from the jets. And that I'd never smelled before. And then the very next morning when I was driving into work, the heavy smell of petroleum, I could even smell it on my porch. And I live about 3 miles inland. And as I drove over the bridge and saw Talbert Marsh boomed up, but pretty full of oil and birds on the shoreline, I just had that horrible sinking feeling of, oh my goodness, this could end up being really bad.
And so what's the process of collecting these oiled birds and trying to save them?
Yes. Yeah, so when they first come in, they get a full assessment by the veterinary team to see what their overall health is, because sometimes they could have other secondary injuries. So we check out their body temperature, which is in a bird, 104 degrees is their average temperature. So they usually come in hypothermic because the oil breaks down the integrity of the feathers and allows the cold water to hit their skin. Once they're stable, then we prepare them for the wash. And we do use Dawn dishwashing detergent, just like everyone has read. Once they've gone through the wash and they're rinsed, we have to recondition them so that their waterproofing comes back. Because think of their feathers as a little wetsuit. And they have a uropygial gland near their tail that has a waxy substance in it. Sometimes you'll see birds kind of rubbing their head back there. They're actually getting that material to preen through the rest of their body on their feathers to make that waterproofing.
And what other marine life is at risk here, Debbie, and plant life, larger mammals included? How long will it all take to assess?
We're still assessing. It's still working it out right now. We have teams already out at sunrise. We also have sea lions, harbor seals. We do have some sea turtles out there. There's a lot of sensitive plants in the wetlands that are at risk.
You've worked on oil spill rescues for many years, since 1990, I gather. Do you see patterns here?
Each spill is different. The very first spill I ever worked was the American Trader oil spill. That was a tanker that ran over her anchor, like you said, in February of 1990, right in Huntington Beach. So I'm having a little bit of PTSD. That was 400,000 gallons spilled, a lot, four times bigger than what we have right now. But still, this is a very major spill. And it's just heart-wrenching for anyone that goes and sees an oil-soaked bird on the beach. It kind of hits you right deep in the soul that they're just so helpless out there, and we have to help them.
I'd like to hear your thoughts on the risk of these undersea pipelines. Of course, we depend on them, and yet we know the risks and also the urgent climate conversations that are going on. What do you see here?
Well, I've always not been a fan of offshore drilling, and this is exactly why. I don't know what the cause is. They're all still trying to determine what happened, but it happened. And there's a lot of, we have, I believe, 5 of those rigs just off our coast, and there's quite a few more all the way up to Santa Barbara. If you look off our coast, it's just, to me, it's always been a disaster waiting to happen.
That was Debbie McGuire, director of the Wetlands and Wildlife Care Center in Huntington Beach, hard at work today. Debbie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jane. Have a good day.